Hello to the entire Open Heart Project community. It is fantastic to see you as always. If this is your first time joining the Open Heart Project, a very warm and special welcome to you. Hello, my name is Susan Piver, and it is my honor to teach you meditation. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes, and we're going to start in a moment, so please get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor or seated in a chair, and both are fine. As you get settled, I want to ask you a question, or more accurately, I want to ask you to ask yourself a question. Who would I be? This is the question. Who would I be if I took myself seriously? I was thinking about this the other day when someone asked me, what do I do for a living? And I usually say writer, because that's probably what I spend most of my time doing. But I was not always able to say writer because that seemed too awesome. Like, that's the best thing in the world a person could ever be in my mind. So I was very loath to claim that for myself for a long time. In fact, it wasn't until I had written 5 books that I was able to say I'm a writer without arrogance or apology or anything like that. Up until that point, when people would ask me what I do, I would say I'm an author. Because that seemed more workaday to me. That seemed more of a prosaic occupation than writer, which is so fantastic. So this made me ask myself, well, why did it take me so long to say that I'm a writer when what I do mostly is write? It's because I was afraid to take myself seriously, and I did a lot of things in my life, perhaps you have too, to avoid acknowledging what I love, to avoid accepting who I really am and the way I prefer to do things. We each have our own unique ways, and sometimes they match conventional wisdom and sometimes they don't. But it can be hard to find the courage to simply embrace yourself. So I'll ask you again, who would you be if you took yourself seriously? And further, how would you spend your time? Who would you spend your time with? How would you think of yourself? What would you do today? These are simply interesting questions to ponder. Many of us grew up, myself included, hearing from time to time, don't take yourself so seriously. Why do you take yourself so seriously? Like that was a bad thing. Like, who are you to appreciate yourself? Who are you to honor yourself? Who are you to wish to express what you long for? Who are you to prefer what you prefer? So as we sit today, I want to ask all of us to set any such instances down and simply contemplate the question, who would you be if you took yourself seriously? And as we sit to meditate, know that in the best possible sense, to take your seat on the meditation cushion and practice meditation is a beautiful expression of taking yourself seriously. Not overly seriously, not, you know, ponderously seriously, but you're simply sitting with yourself to see who you are. And there's nothing that's a better example of taking yourself seriously than that. Simply becoming curious about yourself. So let's do that right now. We'll begin our practice now. And P.S., the people I know who take themselves the most seriously also have the best sense of humor. So don't worry if you think it's going to make you dull. Okay, here we go. Begin your practice by forgetting everything you know about meditation or think you know or expect or worry about. Just forget all of that and let's just be here together and see what happens. Sit up straight, please. and rouse a sense of open-heartedness, which when you sit up straight, that sense sort of happens anyway. You're projecting your heart forward, and there's a sense of openness and courage, because it takes courage to be so open. At the same time, we're just sitting here. The hands can rest palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh. And let your shoulders relax. And let there be a sense of lightness in the torso and upper body in general, and a sense of weightiness and groundedness in the lower body. The mouth is closed, but the teeth and lips can be slightly parted. And breath comes in and out through the nose. The eyes remain open as an additional gesture of fearlessness. We're not afraid to open our eyes. And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters. And let your eyes be soft. When we're afraid, they tense up. But when we're at ease, they can soften. And just feel what it feels like to be you right now. And all answers are acceptable. Not knowing is acceptable. Tune in to the felt sense of breath. Your body sort of expands on the inhale and contracts on the exhale, expands again, contracts again, like a wave rising, cresting, and receding. And enjoy that ride, that motion. It's like being swayed in a hammock, in and out, back and forth. Your mind will keep thinking things, which is good. However, those thoughts are not the object of our attention in meditation. The breath is. So just let all of that happen. It doesn't matter if your thoughts are speedy or slow or happy or mean. It doesn't matter. If you notice that you become absorbed by thought, however, to the point where you've forgotten about your breath, no problem. Just let go and come back. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for your practice. I'm truly honored to sit together and to be a part of this incredible community of more than 12,000 people who are meditating together all over the world. Thank you so much, and have a great week.